Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It is Sam Crowley, and it's the Every Day is Saturday podcast number two today, December 9th, 2014. It's an amazing day, as I said on the previous show. It just is. You know, you woke up, you got to wake up, you got to get up. If you can look up, shout it out, man. Let all the negative know-it-alls know. Your life is awesome, man. Yeah, we all got our crutches. We all got our cross to bear. We all got our little problems. But you tell your doctor about the problems. You don't tell the marketplace. And truth be told, is it really that bad? I mean, seriously. I don't know what you got going on today, but if you're able to listen to this show, that means you have a device, whether it's a computer, a smartphone, something that you can plug into. Life ain't that bad for you. So quit bringing other people down. You want to lose friends? You want to gain friends? If you want to lose friends, be negative. Have a lot of drama in your life. Drag other people down because you couldn't figure out how to make it work. So you don't want them being successful. No, that's most people, man. Yeah, I don't want to see you successful because I couldn't get out of my own way. I'll sit around and post all day long about this person, that person. This sucks, that sucks, but hopefully, I'll drag enough people down with me that it won't shine the light on me and how unsuccessful I've been in my life. Don't be that person. Just don't be that person. And never stop looking for your dream. It'll happen for you. I promise you it's going to happen for you. Lost my car keys today. I was at the world-famous LA Fitness here in Montgomery, Ohio. And I was on the elliptical machine. And when I went to the gym, I didn't have a gym bag or anything like that. I just had a big oversized sweatshirt on and my phone, which is also my playlist, obviously. I listen to music. And my little earbuds, you know. So, and my keys, my car keys. So I take my sweatshirt off. I jump on the elliptical. Oh, I got a water bottle, you know, full of water that I you know, sip on when I'm doing whatever you do on the elliptical, going nuts there, getting your heart rate up, working it. And I drop my car keys on the floor, drop my sweatshirt on the floor, and I get after it. I just start slow, and then I gradually build up and build up and build up. It's an amazing feeling because you feel your body. I mean, you can literally feel the calories burning, and you feel, you just like momentum. You know, I talk about momentum all the time, whether it's in business, whether it's health, finances, whatever. Peter Drucker says there's two things every business needs, and that's innovation and momentum. They cannot thrive without either one of those. You know, they need both. And it's the same way when you're working out, but it's tough to break that first sweat, isn't it? It's tough to get that first blog post in business, that first podcast, that first video you're going to shoot, that first sale, man. It is the hardest sale. Oh, my God. I told you it cost me $20,000 to make my first $17. I got a lot of these podcasts. If you're new to the show and you just started listening the past month or two, go back and listen to every one of them. Because there's one podcast where I talk about how it cost me $20,000 to make my first $17. And that was paying copywriters, webmasters, programmers, going to all these seminars and conferences so I could learn more, so people could sell me more products and I could try to use them and not use them. And oh, my Lord, it was just, it was a lot of money. But in one sense, I wouldn't really change it. I mean, think about spending $20,000 to make $17. It's the stupidest thing you ever heard, right? I mean, nobody does that. But then I look at the people I met along the way. I look at the lessons I learned. I look at all the mistakes I've made. And I'm not so sure I would change any of that because it's kind of the butterfly effect. You know, you go from one flower to another flower and you'll pollinate that. And it's like, it's just everything happens through the, you know, if you've never said it, just Google butterfly effect. What happens when a butterfly flaps its wings over in Japan and how that affects what's going on here in America and vice versa. And it's really, I don't know, I guess you could call it a domino effect as well. Call it 6 degrees of separation. Whatever your catchphrase is for it, I don't know if you could ever get to your Saturday without investing all of the same time. And I know there's people that have done it, but boy, look at anybody that's really successful. And there was never this like linear line that just went from A to B. It's certainly not a straight line. That's not even remotely. It's always a squiggly line, and it goes backwards and upside down. And, you know, it's just that's what it takes to get to success. Because when you take a couple steps forward and you have a big day, you're going to take 2 steps back and things ain't going to be so bright. But the key is never have your low points be so low as they used to be. Like, your low points should be replacing what your high points used to be. Does that make sense? Like, on a scale, if you're going up, you're going to take in a line and you're going up, and 0 was your low point a few months ago. Now it should be 2 or 3. Like, you should bounce a little bit higher, you know, not crash all the way back down to 0. And that's really what it felt like when I was going through and spending all this money. $17 was an audio that I sold on the internet, but it cost me $20,000 to put all that together. But I never stopped looking and searching for my dream. And when I was at the gym today, I brought my car keys. When I was done after 40 minutes, I went over to stretch out. And then I went to get my car keys. I had my sweatshirt. I had my jug of water. I had my iPod, obviously, and everything. I had no car keys. I'm like, oh, this isn't good. So I think, well, they're over at the elliptical machine, so I'll just walk over there. And there was now a lady who was on the machine, either I was on or next to the one I was on. And she's like, did you lose something? I'm like, yeah. Actually, really nice people. Like, lady and 2 guys were like, hey, did you lose something? Where were you? Can we help you look for it? I'm like, did you try here? I'm like, no, I've only been at 2 different stations, the elliptical machine and where you stretch out. So, you know, I felt kind of stupid because people are like, hey, well, you should try here. You try them. Like, I know my keys got to be here somewhere. So I went up to the front desk, and I thought, well, maybe somebody already turned them in. And I asked the young lady, I said, hey, anybody turn any car keys in or anything like that? You know, any car keys? No, we don't have any here. Did you try? And then, of course, did you try here? Did you try that? Like, oh, wow, this is crazy. Now I go back to the elliptical area, and now I'm just, I don't care what people think anymore. I get down on my hands and knees, like I'm doing a push-up, actually. And I look, go all the way down to the ground. Literally my cheek, my right cheek on my face is touching the carpet, and I'm squinting to see if my car keys are underneath the elliptical where there's like, you could fit like a matchbook underneath there. It's like, nah, they're not there. Went back over to stretch machine, and now there's like 4 or 5 people watching me, you know, because I'm, you know, there's not very many people in the gym, which is a whole other story. 10 a.m. Tuesday, you'd think, you know, there'd be a few people. No, that's the beauty of being free. Nobody at the gym at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. Nothing. So I thought, well, I did go sit down on a bench over in another area of the gym. That's one spot in between working out on the elliptical and stretching out at the end. And I looked. I didn't see him where I sat over on the bench. Walked back over. Seriously, this is like the 5th time I'm walking back over. Now I'm feeling like I have Alzheimer's, okay? Now I'm feeling as if I'm this 95-year-old gentleman who is suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's, and now everybody's watching me. And they're like, dude, give it up. I mean, we don't know where your keys are, but you look ridiculous walking around. And I did. I looked ridiculous. And then I walked one more time over to the station where there's a bench. It's a universal benching machine. I just sat down with a glass of water. I mean, I didn't do anything. I just sat down for like 5 minutes. And this guy goes, oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to use this? I'm like, no. Oh, I just want to buy my damn keys. And he's like, oh, okay. And I had to explain. I lost my key. And there they were. I looked down. There they are. Ta-da! My keys were on the floor underneath this bench where I was sitting to just take a sip of water after I was on the elliptical. I was there like 2 minutes, and they were there. I was like, oh, I lost my keys. Here they are. He goes, oh, geez. Then he told me about how he has zippers on his pockets now because he used to lose his keys all the time. I'm like, hey, everybody now. Everybody loses their keys now. You can count me in. But I never stopped looking for them. I never did. I mean, I was possessed. What am I going to do? My car is in the driveway. I have no way of getting home. My wife's at the hospital with our daughter. All my kids are at school. None of them drive. I don't know. I guess I could have called somebody, but I know where my keys are. They're in the damn gym, and I know my car's in the drive in the parking lot. So I've got to get the keys. And that's what the entrepreneurial journey is all about. You don't ever stop looking for your dream. You are so possessed by making every day Saturday. You don't stop. You know, if you can't find your dream, or you can't find the solution, or you can't find what it is you need to get done over here, then you go over there. And if you can't find it over there, you go over here. Because you know you used to have a dream, right? At some point in time when you were a little kid or in high school or college, you had a burning desire to do something with your life. And then you stopped looking for it for whatever reason. I'm here to tell you, get back and start looking for that dream again. Whatever that looks like to you, because eventually the lights are going to get turned out in the room. And that's the end of your life. Okay, you're going to have all, you don't get forever to look for your dream. You get right now. So get after it and start looking right now. And there's going to be people looking at you funny, like they were looking at me, and you're going to be doing push-ups and on your face and carpet burns on your face by looking underneath here and looking underneath there, and everybody's going to be following you around. It's like Candid Camera, man. It was hilarious. It's actually a funny skit. And it was sad because it was true that I'm looking around this. But that's okay. People are going to look at you funny as well on this whole entrepreneurial journey that you're on. But you don't stop looking for your dream. Don't stop looking for your dream. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.